Everybody tells you, including your doctor, your pastor, your fitness trainer, everybody says get fit, exercise is good for you. But with the exception of three black gentlemen from the old Negro Baseball League days back in the 1920s and 30s, there's never been a professional athlete ever lived to be 100. Never. The average lifespan for the professional athlete is 62. The average lifespan for the professional couch potato is 75. You gain 13 years in longevity by not exercising. There's tens of thousands of 100-year-olds who are librarians who sit on their duff all day stamping books. Other than those three guys back in the 1920s, there's never been a professional athlete ever lived to be 100. So exercise without supplementation kills, and this group knows that. That when you exercise, you sweat, and sweat is not just water. Sweat is a soup that contains all the known essential nutrients. And if you're exercising and you're not replacing what you're sweating out, you're shortening your life, and you're going to have many diseases that are nutritional deficiency diseases. The guy who started the whole personal fitness program was a guy by the name of Jim Fix. He was a runner. He loved running. He believed in exercise. He was one of these 6'5" guys who weighed 135 pounds, didn't have a gram of fat on him. And in the mid-70s, he came out with a best-selling book called, I think it was Run Your Way to Health or Jog Your Way to Health. And he believed if you ran 2 miles a day, 10 miles a week, that you'd live to be 100 and your arteries would be clean and everything would be wonderful. Jim Fix, in 1982, at age 52, dropped dead of a cardiomyopathy heart attack, which is a selenium deficiency. Now, when they did the autopsy on him, his arteries were clean, but he was dead. Now, his protege, his top student, was a guy by the name of Brian Maxwell. His fiance actually invented the power bar. 3 months before his death, Brian Maxwell sold the power bar business to Nestle for $300 million. Now, Brian Maxwell was probably the most successful of Jim Fix's proteges. He had run over 100 marathons, had never come in less than fifth. Never came in less than fifth in 100 marathons. This guy had 14 gold medals. 14 gold medals from the Olympics, from the World Games, from the Ironman competition. There's probably few people who've been as fit as Brian Maxwell. But at age 51, he drops dead of a cardiomyopathy heart attack, a selenium deficiency. This was a full-page obituary in the Canadian newspaper National Post, which is their version of the USA Today. He was actually in line in a post office in Northern California cashing in a money order, and just as he got up to the counter, he drops dead in the post office. Bam! He just drops dead. Cardiomyopathy heart attack. Now, what about being spiritual and being a vegan? You know, somebody who eats nothing but grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts. Well, there's never been a vegan ever lived to be 100. Never. There's never been a vegan ever lived to be 100. There's no flourishing colonies of vegans anywhere in the world. All these little rosy-cheeked kids are running around. There just are none. You'll see why in a minute. So let's pick somebody who we knew was a vegan, very spiritually elevated, one of Gandhi's grandsons. He was found dead in his apartment. He was 70 years old exactly when they found him dead. And he died alone, most vegans do, and he was emitting a very bad odor when he died because he was in New Delhi and the neighbors complained to the police about the odor coming out of his apartment. So they broke down the door. When they got in there, all that was left was a skeleton and a couple of 5-gallon buckets full of maggots. And so even though he was spiritually elevated and a vegan, he died at age 70 from something. They may never find out what he died from. But what is it you need to do to live to be 100? Number one, you need to restrict calories. Everybody's heard that you cut calories, you're going to be healthier, you're going to live longer. How many of you heard some version of that? You cut calories, you're going to live longer. Very good. They leave 50% of the information out. This concept came about in 1935. Clive McKay was a professor of physiology at Cornell University. And Clive McKay was a very good researcher, but he was short on money. After years and years and years of feeding laboratory animals a certain amount, he didn't have enough money, so he cut the food just out of sheer need to save money. He cut the food for the laboratory animals in half. And he was expecting them to get thinner, but they lived twice as long just by cutting their scoops of pellets in half. They lived twice as long. Well, he came up with a theory that undernutrition without malnutrition makes you live longer. And the newspapers and Sanjay Gupta always leave out the without malnutrition part. See, if you just cut calories, like giving up all your carbohydrate, and that's all you'll do, you'll actually die sooner. Because we know our food doesn't have as much nutrients in it as it did a long time ago. And so if you have less nutrients and you cut your food in half, you're having 50% of less. And so when you're going to do the calorie restriction thing, you got to take in 10 times the recommended daily allowance to catch up. 10 times the recommended daily allowance. And even here in the subtitle it says, eating less while maintaining adequate nutrition is a recipe for longer life, not just eating less. This particular rendition is found in Scientific American, again, the December 2006 issue. Gives you kind of the history of it. A great detailed story on undernutrition without malnutrition you can find in the book Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. There's quite a bit of information on that concept. Let's get deeper. Let's look at some more details. Let's get down to the biochemical breakdown of our food. 90 essential nutrients. They're called essential nutrients, ladies and gentlemen, because our bodies cannot manufacture them. We must consume these particular nutrients either as food or as supplements. And secondly, they are required to prevent diseases. If you're missing any one of them, you're going to get a combination of diseases. Calcium deficiency alone can cause 147 different diseases, including hypertension, periodontal disease, things like osteoporosis, arthritis, kidney stones, bone spurs, etc., etc., etc. Things that you wouldn't think of, ringing in the ears, tinnitus, Bell's palsy. These are all caused by calcium deficiency. Certainly there's other cofactors in there, but that's the basic deficiency. 147 different diseases. You might be sent to 14 different specialists. And really all I have to do is take the 90 essential nutrients with a little extra emphasis on the calcium, and all those 27 different diseases go away without going to 18 different specialists. We need 60 essential minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, and fortunately for us, ladies and gentlemen, our food plants, our grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts can actually take carbon dioxide out of the air, use the sun's energy in a process known as photosynthesis to manufacture long carbon chains. It cuts the O2 off, throws it out in the atmosphere. Plants do not make oxygen, but they make oxygen available to us by cutting it off the CO2, which we cannot do. Plants must do that for us. So what's the way to get rid of the greenhouse effect? Plant more trees. You don't have to stop driving your car. Just plant 10 trees a year. Isn't that amazing? Just plant trees. When you look at a redwood tree, 300 foot tall, 1,000 years old, weighs 50 tons, 95% of that weight of that tree, that wood and that cellulose of that tree, 95% of the weight comes from the carbon in the air. Nothing from the soil. 95% of the weight of that 50-ton tree came from the carbon in the air. With the carbon chains, all plants will make starch, sugar, vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids. We cannot make them. These are essential nutrients, vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids. And you can eat pretty badly. You can live on nothing but cheeseburgers with lettuce and tomatoes and onions on it and drink Coca-Cola. And you'll live to be 35, 50, 75. You're more likely to live to be 75 if you don't exercise. If you heavily exercise and eat like that, you're going to live to be somewhere around 35 to 55 because you're losing nutrients, which you're not getting. You're going to spend most of your time at the doctor's. You're going to be on many, many prescription drugs. You'll be at the dentist all the time. All you're going to talk about is my drug, my surgery. Oh, my doctor this. I'm on these prescriptions. What do you think of these drugs, doc? And blah, blah. I just go nuts. I'm in the airport, and there's 100 people sitting around me getting ready to get on the plane, and they're showing each other. They're strangers, perfect strangers. They're lifting up their blouses and their coats and showing their newest surgical scars and show them all their drugs they're on out of their purse and their little backpacks. That's the whole topic of conversation in America. But you can do okay. One out of three babies will be born with a significant birth defect because babies, embryos, require these nutrients. Now in animals, we've eliminated 100% of all birth defects that still occur in people. Down syndrome, a cleft palate, cleft lip, spina bifida, heart defects of all kinds. We've eliminated them all with preconception nutrition. We give the animals all these vitamins and minerals prior to them conceiving, all through pregnancy, and we've eliminated all these birth defects. By contrast, people are left to their own devices, and you as taxpayers have to pay for dealing with all these birth defects. They're totally, totally preventable. It just makes you want to cry. Unfortunately for us, although plants can make vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids, they can't do it very efficiently because they require nutrients too. And they're not getting the nutrients they need, and I'll tell you about that right now. We need 60 essential minerals. You notice that minerals are two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients, so that's why I spend so much time talking about minerals. Minerals are two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients. We need 60, and plants only require 9 to be healthy and produce good seed to foster healthy generation after generation after generation of that species of plants. We need 60. So if you're eating a very, very happy, organically grown tomato, you're 51 mineral short. And if you take nothing else home today, it's worth you understanding that. The plant only needs 9 to be healthy. You hear all kinds of crud out there. Oh, you don't need to supplement with selenium. Just eat Brazil nuts. Well, the Brazil nut tree doesn't need selenium. So you can't look at a Brazil nut and see if there's any selenium in there. Now, if it's in the soil, the Brazil nut tree will take it up. And maybe in Brazil where it grows, there's lots of selenium. But in the Imperial Valley of California, where 99% of your Brazil nuts come from today, there's none. So if you're expecting to get selenium by just eating Brazil nuts, well, I'll fix stock. I won't take that ultimate selenium. And I'm going to exercise. Bam! You're going to die from a cardiomyopathy heart attack, right?